Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. This is the Smart Passive Income Podcast with Pat Flynn, session number 187. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host. He was voted most likely to succeed, but least likely to get a girl in middle school, Pat Flynn.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over a million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why they're such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that. And they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me in episode 187 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. This month, November of 2015, is sort of like affiliate marketing month here on the SPA podcast. We're doing something a little bit different here recently on the blog where we kind of have themed months. And last month, if you have been on the site, was dedicated completely to email marketing. And actually, I have a great giveaway for you if you want to go there right now. It's emailthesmartway.com, which is going to help you figure out what kinds of content to put into your emails, both your broadcast emails and your autoresponders. So you don't have to worry about that anymore. You can just focus on delivering great content and building your audience and actually getting results from your email marketing. This month, however, is affiliate marketing month. And there's a new lead magnet that I created for you. It's going to help you with your affiliate marketing, something that has been huge for me in terms of my income and just my overall success online. If you want to check it out, you can check that out at affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com. Notice a theme here, right? I have ebooksthesmartway.com, emailthesmartway.com, affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com, all completely free resources for you to help you succeed. So go ahead and check that out. Now, anyway, this is affiliate marketing month here on SPI. And last week we talked about how to become a successful affiliate marketer. So we talked a lot about the principles of what makes you successful when you're promoting other people's products or other companies' products within your own brand. Today, we're going to flip a switch. And I brought a guest on the show who's been on the show before, but he has run massively successful affiliate campaigns for his own products. So meaning if you are going to or have products to sell, if you are going to build an affiliate program to help promote that product, how can you maximize the efforts of the people who are working to help you promote that product? We've never talked about this on the show before. So this is the other side of affiliate marketing. So if you own a product, you have affiliates helping to promote it, how do you maximize their effort? And so to help us through this topic today, we're going to talk with Lewis Howes from lewishowes.com, who is a guest way back when we talked about webinars. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but he's been incredibly successful at helping build massive affiliate partners for his programs. And we're going to talk all about the ins and outs of that. We're also going to talk a little bit about his book, The School of Greatness, just came out. So incredibly happy and excited for Lewis. And it's also the same name as his podcast. So you can find him on iTunes as well at The School of Greatness. So here he is. Without further ado, here is Lewis Howes. What's up, everybody? I'm so happy to welcome back to the show our good friend Lewis Howes from lewishowes.com and the School of Greatness podcast. Lewis, welcome back to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Yes, this is my favorite show. I'm pumped to be back.
Dude, I'm so happy you're here. And I just have to say, I've been watching you from the sidelines. You've been so busy lately with your upcoming book launch. And we'll talk about your book in a little bit. But how are things going with that? Everything going well?
It's going amazing, man. I feel so blessed because, you know, when we put something out there, when we create something and we build momentum and we tell people about it, I feel like when we really believe in it, things start to unlock and unfold. And so many good things have happened with covers of magazines. People Magazine reached out and did a video interview with me. It's coming out soon. TV shows are reaching out because, you know, I'm putting this momentum into something. And I feel like people just somehow sense it and they start coming to you. So my recommendation to people, when you believe in something big enough, really get behind it and do a powerful launch around it, because you never know what inbound stuff will come to you.
Yeah, I love that. That's fantastic advice. And you're putting everything into this right now, right?
Like my whole life. Everything I've got, man. It's like I've got tea, like I said, in my desk here all day, doing whatever I can to get the word out in an inspiring way that also serves people that are supporting me also.
Awesome. And I know it's hard work. I've been following you, like I said, but I also know you're enjoying it. Every picture I see of you, you're smiling and you're having the time of your life. So that's great.
It's amazing. I mean, again, we get to do the things we love. And so even though it's hard work, it's like I'm still living my dream. I'm just in the playoffs right now. So I'm working a little extra harder. That's all.
I love that sports reference for everybody out there. Okay. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about affiliate marketing. We're talking a lot about affiliate marketing this past month. And I wanted to take it from a different perspective because Lewis has done a lot of product launches in the past and he's had a lot of affiliates help to promote his product in the past. And I've been a part of those. And you do an incredible job of just getting your affiliates on board, helping maximize their output for you as well, which becomes a win for everybody. You know, the affiliates get paid, you get paid more, you reach more audiences. So I wanted to dive into strategies that people can use for getting affiliates to get excited about promoting their products. And the first question I want to ask you is, well, really, if you are a product creator, why would you even want to have affiliates come on and promote your stuff? Because I know a lot of people who are like, no, why would I want to share any of that income with anybody when I can just do it all myself?
Yeah, you know, a lot of other friends of ours would say that, or other marketers. The challenge is there's no risk up front. So if you're trying to, if you don't have an email list or you don't have an audience, then you're going to have to spend Facebook ads or do some type of media buy if you want to do this yourself. If you don't have the time or energy or resources to invest a lot of money to generate those leads and potential sales, then you really don't have many other options but affiliate marketing. Unless you're just promoting to a very small audience, you're going to get very small results. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get more sales, especially if you don't have a list, if you don't have much money to start out with, then affiliate marketing is a great way to start because there's zero upfront cost and you're giving a bigger back end to people. You typically with online courses or software, you give anywhere between 30 to 50%, depending what the product is, to that affiliate. Now that could be a big commission. So if you have a $1,000 course, you're giving $500 to someone where you could put that $500 into ads and build your list yourself and roll the dice to see if you can generate the conversions you need, but you may not always get those conversions, then you're just spending money that you don't have for zero results. So it's powerful if you're in that position.
And I think it's because through affiliate marketing, that word affiliate, you know, it means that you have a relationship with them, but you also have a relationship with the people who are following those people that you're associating yourself with. Because exactly. As Mark Zuckerberg said, there's no better recommendation than one from a trusted friend. And if you can get in front of an audience and get a almost kind of an endorsement from somebody who is already friends with those people, it's so much better than going on to Facebook. I mean, going on to Facebook and growing your list and building an audience that way is great, but those are all people who are discovering you for the very first time, and you have to work really hard.
And you're pitching. You're selling. You're not being introduced and then buying naturally because a friend tells you to. You're being pitched from a banner online, and it's different.
Exactly. And so let's say, hypothetically, those of us listening, we all have a product to sell, or we're all eventually going to have a product to sell. What's the best way to go about it? There's two kind of options here. There's one where you can have sort of an open affiliate enrollment where anybody can sign up to become an affiliate, which is great because then you get a ton of people promoting your stuff and it's just you are able to reach as many people as possible. But then there's the other end where it's called like an invite only or JV partnership, affiliate relationship, where you just hand select a few people to promote your product for you. What do you feel is the best route there?
I've done both, and I feel like you should do both until one doesn't work for you. You never know what's going to work and what's not going to work. So I would say do both, where you select, you kind of invite your top, let's say 20 to 30 people that you want to run a contest with. And the key is to really have a contest with affiliates. Mm. That's what's going to incentivize people of promoting a couple more times than they normally would to get the word out, because our instinct as human beings is to want to be the best and want to be the top of the list. We don't want to be the bottom of the list. No one wants to be unwanted. So instinctively, as humans, we want to be in the top. We want to be recognized. And when you create a competition, a friendly competition, what I like to do is kind of invite the top 10 to 30 and then announce those names who are already kind of the proven winners, the ones who are probably going to win. Here's the contest. Here's who's involved. Here's who's promoting. That's also social proof to bring in people that you don't already know yet. So you can open it up and start promoting it for anyone to opt in to get the details as well. But kind of here are the leaders of the pack who we think are going to be in the top. So you're making the invited people feel really welcome by acknowledging them. Then you are enticing the people that you may not know yet or may not be on your radar yet to sign up and be part of it, so they can be acknowledged with the rest of the top leaders in the space as well.
Okay. Yeah, and that was the one thing I noticed about when you would run your affiliate campaigns. You know, you would invite me to promote something of yours. This was way back in the past. If you go back to one of our previous episodes, this is kind of when it was all happening. And I would get emails from you, and it would have the names of the other people who are in this contest with me. It'll just exactly like you said. Mm-hmm. And that alone did fire me up to want to be there in the ranks of those other people who were much higher than I was. You're absolutely right. And then over time, you would give me a lot of great resources. I think this was another thing you guys did very well, was you just made it really easy for me to promote your stuff. You gave me all the assets that I needed. Can you talk a little bit more about kind of what can we do as product owners to best serve our affiliates?
Yeah, the best thing we did was created kind of a page of assets that we just had a link for people that had all of the custom links that they needed, all the copy, all the sample tweets, all the sample emails. We told them exactly what to send out, when to send out. So all you need to do is copy and paste. We had banners created from thumbnails to squares to rectangles to all different types of banners. And I was actually on a site, on a blog a few days ago, and saw one of these banners from 4 years ago with Amy Porterfield, a product that we launched with her called FB Influence. And I saw it the other day. It was still up on the site and generating sales from a launch that we did, but the guy is still getting clicks to the site and generating sales for it. So I would say create a page with all the assets. Make it so easy. Tell them when to promote. Here's the exact copy to use. Just tweak it with your link. You put your link in a specific spot. Throw in images, give them videos, whatever it may be. Set them up to win in one simple place so they don't have to go back to their email and check all these different things. It's online in one place. You could do this with Dropbox now if you want to. Mm-hmm. We didn't have that back then. And you'd incentivize them. And what we would do is we'd email out almost on a daily basis, here's the update, here's what's happening, and here's what you should do today. So you want to give people clear simple instructions. So here's the update of who's in leaderboard. Here's what we're going to do right now. Send this email out, tweet this out, post this on Facebook and LinkedIn. And some people wouldn't do it because they, you know, had their own schedule or plan. But when you show that leaderboard and incentivize people to get up to the top and you give them the information, they can quickly send it out and you set them up to win.
I love that. Let's step back a little bit. How early before our product launch should we begin reaching out to affiliates?
I mean, years. I mean, for me, it's not about reaching out 2 weeks before and just saying, hey, I've got this launch in 2 weeks. Can you get on board and promote it?
Right.
That's the opposite approach you should take in my mind. I'll just give you an example. This isn't trying to pitch my book, but you know, my book is coming out, and for the last 3 years, literally, I've been building relationships longer than that, but I've been building relationships with the intent of the book coming out. And the podcast, my podcast has been around for almost 3 years. And essentially everyone I've interviewed, after I promote them, their mission, their site, their book, and make a lot of money for them, they'll always ask, you know, what can I do to support you? Mm-hmm. And I say, nothing right now, but one day I'm going to have a book and I would love your support then. And everyone says, absolutely, of course, 100%, count me in. So it's not this hard sell 2 to 4 weeks before or 2 months before. It's first serving someone else that I want to be my affiliate, giving to them, spreading their message to the world, then letting them know, hey, this is going to happen at some point and I'd love your support. If the timing works, if you're not promoting something else and you know you're good to go, I would love it. And it's that type of relationship.
Right.
For me, that's what's been working for this specific launch I'm in, is giving so much value for years and then just letting people know it's going to happen at some point, then following up months before and scheduling things.
I love that. I mean, that's the Gary Vee jab, 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 jab. You've been jabbing
for years. And 20 jabs in there.
Right. And now is your right hook and everybody's more than happy to let you land something there for sure. Yeah. I love that. And I'm really happy you said that. But to continue on to that same question, okay, so you have these relationships. Yes, one day I'm going to have this book. I'm going to have this product one day. Thank you so much for offering. And then you see in the future, there's this book or there's this product. And then you want to reach back out to these people. How early in advance do you want to give these people notice?
So I would say a number of months, especially considering the schedules that a lot of the bigger affiliates, bloggers, podcasters, YouTubers have now. Some of them schedule out their content months in advance. Yeah, I know you batch your content.
I do, yeah.
Weeks, months in advance. Otherwise, you drive yourself nuts. So for some of the bigger top 20, you probably want to reach out months in advance. For others, I'm reaching out 8 weeks in advance, 6 weeks in advance. Mm-hmm. I'm reaching out right now, and it still works because it's enough time. But I would say, don't do it any sooner than a month, because people are planning. They have their own launches. Yeah. Mostly the people that you're having as an affiliate have 4 launches a year that they're doing now with their own courses. So they really can only do 1 or 2 other promotions a year outside of that, unless they're going to burn their audience out. Mm-hmm. So you got to really be building that relationship. And it's not like, it's really like a relationship you've got to build for a lifetime, not just for one launch you're going to do, but something that you're going to continue to reciprocate and support each other back and forth. You know, like when you had your book out, you reached out to me and said, hey, can I come on the show and talk about the book? And I was like, absolutely. And I didn't ask for anything in return. I wasn't like, you know, promote my course or anything. I was just like, this is our relationship. And sometimes we're able to support each other, other times not. But it's kind of a mutual understanding that we always have each other's back. And I think that's the way you want to come from, not who can I get to be my affiliate, reach out a month before and promote me, and then never support them back type of thing.
Right. And that's the one thing I've noticed from you that you've been always very good at is the relationship building ever since you started doing all that LinkedIn stuff back in the day to now with mm-hmm. School of Greatness and everybody you've connected with there. You just, everybody wants to support you, and it's because you've always supported others too. I think it's a very, very important lesson for everybody. And this is a long-term game for you. And obviously you're kind of redeeming all the brownie points that you've earned over time, which
has been a good Boy Scout.
You have been the good Boy Scout, absolutely. And and that's why I'm like happy to have you here on the show. And you're obviously providing value through this content about affiliates, but you also have a book coming out. So I'm more than happy to have you mention that. We'll talk more about what the book is about and where people can get it at the end. But okay, let's keep going with this affiliate stuff. Okay, so I have a product. I want to get it in front of as many people as possible. I've built these relationships over time. I've given people notice that, okay, this is when it's coming out. I've had a asset page created for people just so they know exactly when it's going out. How do I fire people up on launch day? So launch day is coming, maybe it's just a couple days away. How do I make sure that on launch day, and this is something that I know you're very good at, is these launches. How do I just fire these guys up so that on day one, we just kind of explode?
Here's a couple of things that I like to do. One, I like to make it personal. So I like to create a video with me on camera that's very personal, announcing things. This could be the week before, leading up to it, a couple of days before, and then the day of. So make it a very personalized video that you'd send to all your affiliates, not one by one, but to the whole group as a whole, and get them excited. Don't just send an email. Send a video private to them that only they can see, telling them exactly what you're creating. So we would announce, you know, the bonuses for top 10. So if you get in the top 10, here's what you're going to get. And sometimes we'd have like fun with it. We would put like, okay, if you're in the number 6 spot, you're going to get a whammy. That means you get no prize. Or if you're in the number 3 spot, you're going to get like, I don't know, some gimmicky like little $20 toy as opposed to the brand new MacBook Pro or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we would just have fun with it and be like, you know, don't get the whammy. Make sure you're in the top two so you don't get any whammies or something. Just to have fun, be playful, be unique, be different, add some personality to it. But you always want to post a video to connect with people, again, to create that sense of relationship, because it's much more intimate watching someone than just reading their email saying, hey, okay, the launch is today, go, email. Mm-hmm. It's not as personal or exciting. Send the video. Then what I like to do is create a game with these top, you know, 10 to 20 affiliates where I put their name up and their photo up on a leaderboard ranking. And I say, here's who I think is going to be in the top 10 in their order. And some people that would excite them. So they were like, okay, I got to keep my ranking on top. So I'd put like your photo at number one. And I'd be like, I believe Pat Flynn's going to be number one. Let's see who can beat him out. Here's my ranking. It's kind of like your draft picks for like fantasy football, of like who's going to be in the top 10 in the NFL. And that's what I do. And some people will drop, and you can put an arrow of like how many spots they've dropped each day or how many spots people have gone up, kind of like in the top 40 Billboard charts of like which song is the hit today and which song is going down. So I just use that as like a game to play with these affiliates. So it's fun. It's fun for them. It's fun for me. It's interesting. It's more personal. And I'm telling you, that stuff really works when it's this competitive mode. Affiliates tell me over and over and over again that, you know, maybe they're going to send out one email, but then they saw their name on the list at number 9 and they were just like, ugh, they hated being down there. And they just wanted to beat out their friend who was at number 6. Mm-hmm. Or they couldn't stand that Pat Flynn was at the top all the time and they wanted to join forces and figure out a way to get him down just so they could have bragging rights. Like, it's just who we are as humans to want those bragging rights. And that's what I'd create on the first day, is that video contest experience. Give them clear instructions on what to take, and go from there.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, if you had put me at number one, Lewis, I'd be like, oh gosh, I have to make sure I stay there.
Right? Know?
So I would do the same. Exactly. I totally agree with this. It's very, very much gamifying this and making it fun. I think a few people in the audience might be thinking, wow, aren't you kind of using tactics here that aren't really, you know, good, because you're kind of just playing a game here and you're trying to get people to sell stuff for you. But, you know, my initial answer to that would be, well, you're just kind of firing people up, because this is something that they wouldn't do unless they really believed in it anyway. But sometimes people just need a little bit of a kick in the pants a little bit to kind of get started and get going. And I know that when I've participated in affiliate launches like this, and it's not just you, Lewis, so a number of other people I'm an affiliate for do use this kind of leaderboard strategy, it totally motivates me. And it also just reminds me, wow, okay, maybe I didn't push this out as far as I could go.
Yeah, here's the thing. You know, we say, okay, as affiliates, yeah, I'm committing to this launch. I'll promote it for you. Yeah, of course, I'll do this. And then sometimes things come up. We're busy. We've got our own content we're putting out each day. We're responding to email and we forgot to promote this out. So this is just a way to make sure, hey guys, you said you wanted to be a part of this, so let's make it fun. Let's make it exciting. I incentivize people with prizes, like I said. And that gets people, you keep announcing like, hey, you're in the 7th spot, so you're going to get the box of knives. Do you want the box of knives or you want the $5,000 drone? If you promote one more email, you'll probably get a drone. So it's like incentivizing people. Hey, you said you wanted to be a part of this. Here's what you can get. Here's your reward for promoting it harder and generating more sales to your audience. You're going to make more money as commissions as affiliate, but also you're going to win cool prizes. And I think that's what supports incentivizing people to do more promotion. If you don't offer these incentives for commissions and additional prizes and something else that I'm going to talk about, which is a mastermind that I always tie in for every launch, which is, in my opinion, the key to running a successful affiliate launch. If you don't offer those incentives, why would someone promote just to make the normal commission when someone else is going to launch something where you're going to win a Ferrari if you reach number one? So why promote something when someone else offers much more for a very similar product?
Very nice. And well, so I definitely want to get into that mastermind thing. But in terms of other prizes, you know, we've heard in the past here on the show that if you include bonuses, like if you're selling a product and you're selling to an audience, you don't want to include bonuses that don't relate to that particular product. For example, yes. You know, hey, buy my coaching course and you get an iPad. Like that doesn't make sense. You always want your bonuses when you're selling to an audience to match that particular product, to enhance it, to be that bonus sandwich that Derek Halpern always talks about. But if you're working with affiliates, you're saying that it's okay to have these just prizes.
I call it the wow or the cool factor.
The cool factor, okay.
This is the, an iPad. Yeah, that'd be cool to have an extra one of those so I could use for my Periscope sessions every day. Or I don't really need it, but it'd be cool to have another MacBook Pro. I don't really need it, but it'd be cool to have a drone and be able to like fly around and do some cool videos, right? It's like, we don't need these things. We can already afford these things, but they're cool. So I kind of want it anyways. Mm-hmm. And it'd be cool to have. Or you create the wow factor. It's like, oh, a brand new scooter, a brand new go-kart, a golf cart that's like decked out with speakers and lights, a brand new Ferrari. It's like you create this wow factor in the top three spots. And the rest of the spots are kind of like the cool factor. And if you have those prizes that are cool or wowing, that's going to really get people excited to be part of it.
Well, they don't have to cost as much as the Ferrari always, right?
And they don't have to. But
I'm imagining
people do
like,
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen that before. I haven't been a part of those ones, but I have seen that.
Right. Right. Yeah. You don't have to. It can just be the cool factor all around, and then just the top prize is like the cooler factor.
Right. I mean, I've won
a little bit cooler
gift cards for iTunes and Amazon before too. And that's I'm like, oh, I don't need that, but that would be cool. And it does push me a little bit harder sometimes. How much should we allocate for prizes? And this is a difficult question because
it depends on your price point.
Right.
And how many people are involved and how many you think you're going to sell. If you've already done a launch before, you've done six or seven figures, then you can kind of guess of where you're going to do it again. But I would say anywhere between $3,000 to the $5,000 range, if you're just kind of in the six-figure launch phase, I think that would incentivize people to getting you to that six figures as opposed to the $50,000 to $60,000 range, because if they're going to promote that much harder. And what I'll do sometimes is give like a minimum, like you must get a minimum of this many sales to reach it. So you must get a minimum of 20 sales. Because if you just get two sales and no one else promotes, then you're going to win, the first prize. So you can give a minimum requirement. So okay, if that's 20 sales at $500, I'm going to make this much money off of that one person so I can afford giving them an extra $1,000 or $2,000 bonus on top of it. I'm not going to make as much, but I can afford it because I wouldn't make that money without them.
Right. There's also been some, Kickstarter-like goals where if, for example, it's not like a first, second, third, but it's, hey, if you sell this many, you get this prize. If you get to this level, then you get this prize. And I think that's a little bit easier to calculate because you know that people have sold that much, and so you're able to kind of subtract the prize money. Is that okay as well?
Exactly. I mean, we did this – I applied this to a launch I did on Indiegogo where we did a $400,000 essentially Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, was that for the carbon fiber?
Carbon flyer. That's it.
Airplane?
Yeah.
That's
it. And we're supposed to be launching that here. I mean, launching it, no pun intended, but launching it out to consumers in the next 2 months. We're finalizing everything. It's looking amazing. It flies incredible. So it's really cool. But anyways, we would say, if you promote this out and get more people to sell it through your link, then you get these additional bonuses, these additional color like fins that you can add on, additional HD cameras and all these different things. And that worked extremely well in that setting as well, not just as an online marketing launch.
Cool. And so we're talking about the launch phase, right? Because this is like, it has an end date, right? You would have a point at which you would calculate all the sales and have first place, second, or all those sorts of things. How do you keep affiliates going over time if it's, for example, a product that is continuing to stay open?
Well, the key is to build the momentum during a launch time phase. So that could be 1 week, that could be 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I wouldn't say doing it more than 2 weeks because it's hard to get people to continually promote every single day for more than 10 to 14 days. Yeah. So you want to have a limited time to launch it. From there, what I usually have a lot of my products is evergreen after a launch. So I launch it with initial launch, then I keep it open for evergreen. So all that traffic that they were driving to, they can still drive to and keep it up on their site. Mm-hmm. And the emails that people didn't open, they'll still get sales for over time, but we just create that contest during that window of time for affiliates. That's the key though. For me, if you close it down, people put all this energy into selling something that they can't sell anymore. So I try to do, maybe we'll close it down for a little bit, but reopen it back up and keep it available if I'm going to have affiliates. But other than that, I feel like you've kind of wasted all this energy. It's like, what, you know, with my book coming out, what if I was like, okay, promote it all and then it's going to be gone in a month and all the articles you wrote and all the podcasts and everything, it's not going to be available anymore because I don't want more people to have my product. So for me, I'd rather keep it open and available and evergreen, but incentivize people to buy it during that launch phase with additional bonuses or additional resources or a price discount or something so that they buy it within that launch phase.
Right. Yeah, some sort of urgency in order to get it in during that launch phase. And of course, you're doing that with your affiliates as well through these prizes and the contests and whatnot.
Exactly.
What are some of the biggest mistakes that that product owners make when they're trying to make their affiliate program?
That's a good question. I would say not being prepared and trying to do everything last minute, like you said. I would say like reaching out to people like a week before saying, hey, we've got this launch, we promote, and not really building an authentic, real relationship with that person, but just expecting them to promote. Also not having everything planned out. So I would say everything ready to go well before a month, like all the assets, all the creative. Don't just try to do it last minute. And, you know, I'm never perfect at this. There's times where I've done things last minute and gotten away with it. But I would say set yourself up to win where you've built the relationships, added value to them. That means, you know, in a lot of ways, you're going to have to go to these events where you're meeting people in person and building real world relationships, not just online, not just having an affiliate manager, although that can be helpful. But I think the key to a successful launch with affiliates is you having the relationship with those affiliates, not some affiliate manager.
The affiliate manager, can you talk about that? What would be the purpose of this person on your team?
The affiliate manager is essentially, if you're an introverted person that only sits on your computer and never connects with any other human beings, you hire an affiliate manager who would find people to promote it for you. And they would take a commission, usually around 10 to 20% of your commissions.
Of all sales.
Yeah, well, usually of your commission. So, yeah, 10 to 20% of all sales, essentially. But it would come out of your 50%. So, you know, the affiliate himself would take, him or herself would take the 50% or whatever commission that you're giving to affiliates. The affiliate manager would take 10 to 20% range of yours.
Of the remaining.
So you would be left with, 40 to, you know, 35% or whatever. And for any affiliate they bring in. And then they would typically manage the entire launch. They would manage the email, sending them out to the affiliates. They would manage the contest. They would manage all the logistics that you don't want to manage because you just want to run, you just want to create the product and work on that. You don't want to deal with the marketing of it. Mm-hmm. So that's when an affiliate manager would come in handy. They would handle all of that for you. The page, the design, all that.
Yeah, that sounds like a huge blessing and worth the commission for many people, I'm sure. How do you make sure you find a good one?
That's a good question. I mean, based on reputation, I would see who's like other launches you've seen that are done really well and ask them who their affiliate manager was. Or typically, if you've signed up as an affiliate, they will say, this is the affiliate manager, you know, for Jeff Walker or Pat Flynn or whoever. And it's kind of like reaching out to those people, building relationships with those top affiliate managers. They may be too expensive for you, but maybe they have someone kind of under their wing who's learning from them that you could hire initially and then work your way up.
Love it. Love it. I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, which was exciting to me, which was the mastermind group. I obviously am a big proponent of mastermind groups, but one in and around and surrounding the affiliate marketing campaign, I haven't really heard of before. Can you talk more about this?
I think it's essential because we want to be around other like-minded leaders in our space. And what I will do is I'll do this launch, and I'll also put in as the big bonus for people in the top 10 of the affiliate launch, they get a private mastermind, right? Where I'll pay for this. Me and Sean, you know, my former business partner, we used to do these, rent out these homes in the mountains or on the beach or in luxury homes where everyone could stay in one place, 10 different room type mansions. And we would bring everyone together for a 2-3 day weekend. We'd pay for everything. They would just have to get their flight there and get themselves there. And we would create these experiences for them to have. So for me, as an affiliate and as a person who's creating launches, I want to be around and build relationships with other people who have big audiences, who have big lists, who are up to big things, and who could potentially promote my products. So I would want to win these affiliate contests or be in the top 10 so I can have access to the masterminds where all the other top 10 people who made this a successful launch, now I can build a relationship with and potentially get them as affiliates for mine or promote their courses in the future and continue that relationship. So I think it's essential for every launch that we do is to add some type of mastermind in-person component for the top 10 to 20 people.
That's a huge value add. Wow.
Yeah, huge value. And it's only going to incentivize people to want to get in that top 10 because they want to be at that event. No one wants to feel left out of something cool that's happening. Again, that's human nature. We want to belong. We want to be in the community. We want to be in the know. So we are willing to do more promotion to get in that top spot to be in the mastermind around the other leaders of that launch.
Okay. So whatever it is, whether it's something big like a mansion or a group trip to whatever, or it could just be some other community-centric event that the top affiliate promoters would get access to. It's just the idea that, you know, there are obviously people who are in a specific kind of situation where they would be able to connect with each other, share ideas, and potentially get a lot of value from each other as well.
Yeah. And you came to one of these in San Diego that we did years ago. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, no, I do. That's where I met Amy Porterfield for the first time.
Yeah, there you go. And Michael Stelzner was there and a bunch of it was at Than Merrill's office, right there in Pacific Beach. And it's a great way to connect and meet with people.
That was a lot of fun. And that's the first time I had Witch, actually.
Witch?
Yeah, the sandwich place that you guys brought us to.
Nice.
And just a random fact. But anyway, dude, that's awesome. Thank you for all that info. And the last thing about affiliate marketing I want to talk about in terms of if you have your own product and you're selling it, tools, because we've talked a lot about strategies and stuff, but what tools, like how would you manage this? Would it be through your email service provider if you were to create a list? And I guess you wouldn't even need that really, because if you have 10 to 20, you can just have kind of a...
Just email them through Gmail if you wanted to or whatever. But the best, I used for a lot of my course affiliate launches, we would use, ClickBank to manage it all in the back end. And we were just using iContact to email people, but we had an opt-in form for the top affiliates and then everyone else who wanted to opt in to promote as well. So we would just send to that specific list on iContact at the time. You could do it through any email marketing provider. And now Samcart has got some new affiliate tools as well. I don't know if you talk about them ever, but they're a great software.
Yeah, Samcart with Brian, right?
Yeah, Brian Moran. I think it's a great checkout system that I've been asking him to add affiliate component to it. And he finally is launching that. I think it's out now. So I think that'll be great. But, I'm also using Infusionsoft a lot myself. And I'm using that for my book launch with affiliates. So
very nice. Very nice. Thank you. Okay, so let's talk about this book. What is the title? What it's about? Get us excited about it.
The book is called The School of Greatness, A Real World Guide to Living Bigger, Loving Deeper, and Leaving a Legacy. And throughout all my years of building multi-million-dollar businesses and doing these affiliate launches and creating courses and making money online and studying Pat Flynn's site and learning everything that he teaches to apply to my business and brand, I have had an incredible journey. I'm not going to lie. It's been a lot of fun making money and having access to things and being able to provide for myself and my family. Half my family works for me, either part-time or full-time, and I feel so blessed and grateful what online marketing and online business has done for me. However, I've realized since doing these last 3 years of the podcast that there's much more to life than making money, and there's much more to being great and being successful than just making money. And I think back in the day when I was growing up, I used to think, you know, success meant making a lot of money and achieving a lot of accomplishments and checking things off my list. When really, over the years, I've learned that those things are great, but if we don't have a powerful vision and why we're doing what we're doing, which I know, Pat, for you, one of the main reasons why you're doing what you're doing in the first place to build a passive income was to be with your family and your kids. Mm-hmm. And you've got to have a powerful why. You can't just do it to make money. You've got to do it for something bigger than yourself. And I know you talk about that on your show.
All the time, yeah.
And for me, the book is really figuring out how to live a great life. And that may sound simple, but I feel like so many people, especially your listeners, Pat, who, you know, I'm in their community as well. Some of them are following my podcast and they tell me their challenges. They literally just seem a lot of the time stuck. They feel stuck with their health, with their job, their career. They're stuck with their business. They're not making the money they want. They feel stuck and they don't feel great. So I wrote this book for people who are stuck at some level and they want to get to the next level, whatever that looks like to them, or for people that are already achieving great things, but again, feel like they're at a plateau and don't know how to get to the next step. For me, it's all about 8 different principles that I've put together from all the interviews I've done. And these aren't new principles. This is nothing like it's going to like wow you from being like this new discovery, but I put it together in a way that I feel is so easy to follow with simple exercises to get you clear on your vision, exactly what you want in your life and your business, why you want it, with the exercises and the tools to make it happen so that you can be great in your life as well. And I'm super pumped about it.
Yeah, I love it. I picked up an early copy. It's fantastic. It pulls a lot of the stories that you've had on your show as well. Some of the interviews that you've had on your podcast, by the way, are just amazing. And
Thank you, man.
It's incredible how you have access to all these amazing, great people. Celebrities and superstars and athletes and whatnot, and to have you compile kind of the best stuff into one particular book is just a great idea, I feel. And so, you know, I want everybody to check it out, smartpassiveincome.com/greatness. That'll take you to the book and you can learn more about it there. And, you know, Lewis, you always bring the goods here when you come on SPI, and I want to thank you again. This is great information. I'm coming out with courses in the future, and I'm definitely going to be putting a lot of this into practice as well.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on. It's always a pleasure and it means so much to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's say good luck on the launch and everything. And I think by the time this comes out, it will have already come out. So I look forward to seeing it, you know, as high as it can go in Amazon and everywhere else in the world it's going to be.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks. Take care. All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Lewis Howes again from the School of Greatness. I wish him all the best of luck with the launch of his book, and it's out right now. You can check it out at smartpassiveincome.com/greatness. That'll take you there. Again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/greatness. You can also head on over to the blog to leave your comment and respond to the call to action. If you go to smartpassiveincome.com/session187, again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/session187. Thank you again to Lewis, and I look forward to actually seeing the results of the book launch, because that's something I'll be doing very soon myself.
Also, I want to take a quick moment just to thank you. I don't know if you realize this, but you, the listeners, have made a massive impact on the direction of where Smart Passive Income has gone. As a result of you, I've been interviewing certain guests that you've recommended. As a result of your recommendations, I've been tackling different topics that are of high interest to you. In addition to that, I created a brand new podcast called Ask Pat, which you may have heard of before. And on that show, I answer voicemail questions from you as well. You can actually check that out at askpat.com. But that wouldn't happen if it wasn't for you. Obviously, Ask Pat, there needs to be questions in addition to my answers in order to make that show a success. And I'm so thankful that it's there. And I have you to thank for that. I also have you to thank for pushing me to create some online courses to help you through a number of the different problems and pains that you might be having with your online business, the scaling of it, just even the start and the process of it. Even though there's a lot of great free information here via the podcast, I know, and I know this from my own experience as well, courses can be life-changing because you purchase a course and you are just in that mindset of actually doing that thing that course tells you to do. And I have a number of different courses available to you if that's the kind of thing you need in order to actually finally start getting results and taking action. So I know a number of you have already taken action, which is fine. Like, I'm not trying to push these courses on you, but they are there and available for those of you who would much prefer to get that targeted information and the accountability and the handholding through those processes. So if you want to check out and see all the courses that are available to you, all you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/courses. That's a page that's going to continually grow over time as well. So keep checking back, smartpassiveincome.com/courses. And I look forward to hopefully seeing you there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening in. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode, where we will be talking with the owner of Patreon, which is a fantastic, incredibly interesting platform you can use to potentially generate an income online. We're also going to talk to a user, successful user of Patreon as well. So I look forward to serving you in that episode. Until then, keep rocking it. Cheers. Thanks for all the reviews and all the honest ratings on iTunes. I appreciate that. And see you in the next episode. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Hey there, and thanks for sticking around to the end. If you're looking for more great shows like this one, definitely give How Success Happens a listen. Another great show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On How Success Happens, Robert Tuchman features some of today's brightest entrepreneurial minds talking about overcoming challenges and viewing them as learning experiences to create success. The challenges that entrepreneurs face are ultimately what make many of us successful, however we define success, and that's what the show is all about. There's lots of names you'll surely recognize on the show every single week. Just recently, Robert had Nasty Gal CEO Sophia Amoruso on the show, and the former CEO of Snapple the week before that, which is really awesome. So listen to How Success Happens right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.